Hello everyone, and welcome back to Radio Mariam Armenia. My name is Chris Croson, and yet again, I'll be your host. I am a birthright Armenia volunteer in Armenia's second largest city, Gyumri, and I am currently working on a project with Radio Mariam in which I am conducting interviews with my fellow birthrighters. In these interviews, I hope to get our listeners acquainted with the Gyumri volunteers, see what they're doing here in Armenia, and see what kind of insights they can offer us into life in Armenia today. Today, we are joined by yet another very special guest, Lilit Kevorkian. Lilit, welcome to the show, and a huge thank you for being here with us today.
Yay, thank you for having me.
Of course, I'm so excited. It's a pleasure. So to begin with, our listeners, they need to get to know you a little bit. Lilit, could you please just tell us a little bit of general information? Where were you born? Mm-hmm. Where did you grow up? And right now, do you work? Are you a student? What's the deal?
So, yes, my name is Lilit Kevorkian. I am 23 years old now. I was originally born here in Gyumri, Armenia. Mm-hmm. And at the age of 4, mm-hmm. I got adopted by an American-Armenian family and moved to the United States, and now I live in New York with my family. I currently just graduated university with a bachelor's degree in health science and a minor in management. Yeah, and I loved university. I also was a runner growing up, and I got to compete at the college level too. And yeah, now I'm a volunteer here in Gyumri, Armenia with Debbie Hike, and yeah.
Nice. So you're back in Gyumri, where you were born.
Yes.
How does it feel?
Honestly, like, amazing. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think it's so cool to come back, like, older and, you know, more mature. Mm-hmm. I've been to Armenia in 2018, and I was 17, so I was really young. So coming back now and being more mature too is pretty cool. And yeah, I'm so happy to be here and create better memories. Mm-hmm. So
definitely. And you said you grew up with an Armenian American family in the US, right?
Yes.
So would you say Armenian culture played quite a big role in your life at home?
Yes. So my dad is Armenian, but my mom is not. And yeah, I would say that my parents both knew the importance of being Armenian, and they wanted to provide that to my sister and I. And, you know, my dad and I are very close, and, you know, he grew up going to camp and wanted, you know, me and my sister to go to Armenian camp. So I grew up every summer going to Camp Hayastan, and I met like some of my closest friends within the American Armenian community.
Right.
And yeah, sometimes, you know, we go to church and do like the traditional Armenian celebrations. So yeah, I would say I was pretty involved in the American Armenian community.
And for example, were you speaking Armenian at home? Were you speaking Armenian in America at all?
No, unfortunately, my parents, well, my dad doesn't speak Armenian. He knows a little bit. So yeah, unfortunately, I wasn't able to go to Armenian school and be around the language. Mm-hmm. I know like some words in Armenian, and of course, when we moved, I had to like learn English, and like that was kind of like hard. But
so your first language was actually Armenian?
Yes, yes. When my parents got me and visited me in Gyumri, they were trying to communicate with me in Armenian. And yeah, but then I grew up going to English as a second language. Right. So, and yeah, and that's how...
That's the story.
Yeah, that's the story.
And how's your Armenian now? How do you speak now?
I think my Armenian has definitely improved. I've been here for like 2 months, going to Armenian language class. I can read now and write a little bit. So yeah, my Armenian is getting better, but I'm not where I want to be yet, but just practice and studying, and yeah.
Now you're enjoying the journey. Are you enjoying the difficult, frustrating process of learning Armenian?
Yes and no. Like, I don't know. I think being Armenian is more than the language, but I love the way that Armenian sounds. I mean, I wish I could speak fluently, but yeah, of course I have, like, there's definitely at times where some words are harder, but for the most part, I think I just like love learning, and I think every day I've been learning new stuff. And yeah.
So you said just now, I mean, being Armenian is more than the language.
Yes.
So it's quite a big question, but maybe you could give us a few thoughts. In your opinion, what does it mean to be Armenian then? Are there common traits that all Armenians share or should share? Yeah, do you have anything to say about this?
No, I like that question. I think for me personally, being Armenian is that sense of like perseverance. I think our people have been through so much with the ups and downs in our lives. I think being Armenian has taught me a lot how to prevail even when I want to give up. Being Armenian is, again, yes, more than just the language. It's, you know, being American Armenian now, like, how can I teach others about Armenia, not just with the language, but the history, the culture, the food, the dance, the music. I think it's super important to teach, like, non-Armenians about Armenia. But yeah, I mean, my love for Armenia is very high. I'm, you know, at the end of the day, I'm so grateful to be Armenian because I've met some incredible people who really have opened my views, and that support system too is super important within the community. And yes, being here in Armenia, just having those connections and feeling like I'm at home. Whereas maybe in America, it's sometimes hard to find that connection, you know. But I love Armenia so much. I teach my non-Armenian friends about just everything,
and history.
They I think everyone knows how much I love being Armenian. So yeah,
nice. And yeah, so, you know, being back in Gyumri, is it quite emotional for you, would you say?
Yes, I think, you know, coming into this program, I was a little bit worried doing my volunteering in Gyumri because of my past. But yeah, I would say some days are really hard to, like, radically accept my story. I mean, it breaks my heart to not be with my family here in Gyumri, but, you know, I'm really good at allowing myself to feel and then, you know, doing something to lighten my mood. But overall, being here in Gyumri has been a very positive experience. So yeah.
Well, you're very brave for being here, Lilith, and honestly, you know, your story, it strengthens you in a way. So, you know, we're really glad to see you here. And yeah, so tell us a little bit about Gyumri. How do you find the city? What do you like about
Gyumri?
The city?
Yeah. Okay, I love how it's not as loud as Yerevan. I love the people here. I think, you know, the people I met are so kind. I live with my host family too, which has been such a cool experience to live with an Armenian family, especially in Gyumri. Yeah, they've been really great too. And yeah, I love honestly everything about Gyumri, like the architecture, the history, of course the people, the food. Yeah, I feel like it's such a beautiful city, and I learn more about it every day. And I love not being a tourist and, like, living in Gyumri,
to being, like, integrated.
Yeah, like taking the marshutka or how to get around and all, like, the little stuff. So,
And are you feeling quite integrated into the Gyumri population, would you say?
Yeah, I think so. Yeah,
you think you blend in?
I think so. Yeah. I mean, yeah, I think so. Yeah. Yeah.
Nice. So when you decided to do the Birthright program, first of all, why did you decide to do it?
Debbie Hike. Well, I've heard about Debbie Hike from the American Armenian community. So I heard about the program. I did my research, but I always wanted to come back to Armenia and help give back. And the program fitted everything that I wanted on all aspects.
Right.
The language class, living with the host family, having different job sites. And I wanted, I guess, what everyone says, it's the journey to self-discovery. Kind of wanted to take some time for me and like help give back, but also learn more about myself. I feel like I'm still so young. And yeah, the Debbie Hike program is phenomenal in all ways. And I am so happy that I decided to come. Like, it's been such a good journey, and I'm learning about myself in so many ways.
So yeah, on this journey of self-discovery, let's say, what do you think you've learned about yourself since you've been here? Or what's something that's improved about you?
I think the importance of gratitude. You know, I think being here, and everyone has a different story, and, you know, the people in Armenia may not have as much, but seeing how they can still come together in highs and lows, I think that's really important to me. And kind of like the sense of belonging. I think in America, I've struggled with, I don't feel like I belong here. And when I come to Armenia, like, I feel like very relaxed. I feel like very calm.
So let's talk a bit about the you know, what you're kind of doing with the program here.
Okay, yes.
What kind of volunteer work are you doing in Gimli?
Okay, I'm kind of doing a lot. So I volunteer at Emily Ottagok, Vaden Maden, the Alzheimer's Association of Armenia, and now I just got a new job site at Hogwarts. It's like a language center here in Gyumri. So yeah, there's like a lot going on.
Yeah, busy schedule.
Busy schedule, yes. Mm-hmm.
And you're enjoying it? You're finding a useful experience?
Yeah, of course. I think each job that I go to, learning so much, you know, like Emily Ottagok, my Armenian's getting better with like the kids. I love art, so that's fun at Vaden Maden. And my work back in America, I worked with the older population, so it's so cool to work with, you know, the older people here in Armenia. Helping with the English classes too is something that I'm looking forward to as well. So
And then aside from the job site, what about the Birthright program are you enjoying the most? So the forums and havocs that we participate in, or the excursions, or anything else?
Yeah, I mean, okay, so definitely in the Armenian language class, I've learned so much in such a short time. But for me, I think it's the friends that I made.
The other volunteers,
Yeah, the other volunteers. It's just so cool to meet people who are on like the same mission, I guess. And yeah, and definitely the host family part too, because I always dreamed of like living with an Armenian family, and I never had an Armenian like mother figure in my life, so it's really cool to have that relationship at my host family's house and just like seeing their day-to-day life. And like you know, my Armenian is not as good, but we can still communicate. But I could see, like, even with the language barrier, how much they like care, and how like no matter what, like, we support. And I felt so much support within my host family, which is like super important too, because you come home to your host family and it's important to have good relationships with them. So yeah, I think that makes me so happy, and I think just the memories I've been making here have been so awesome, and I love meeting people around the world, and everyone has a story. So it's so cool how we can come together.
And you have a favorite memory, a favorite favorite moment that you had from your time so far?
Like on an excursion?
Yeah, let's say on an excursion, or I don't know, there was a forum that particularly interesting to you or something.
I love the excursion where we went kayaking, I think it's called, in the water, and like Lake Sevan. That was so fun. I don't know, I guess just being with my friends and like laughing and having fun, and they cheer me up when, you know, I'm not feeling well, and I think that's so fun. So yeah.
Yeah, definitely. All right, so final few questions I have for you. Overall, are you glad that you took part in the Birthright program?
And 100%.
Would you recommend it to others who have the opportunity?
100%, and I already have. Yes.
You told people back home.
Oh, 100%. Or people, connections.
I mean, how would you say the program has helped you? Has it helped you feel closer to your roots? Has it helped you professionally? Has it helped you basically just find more connections, or all these things at once? Or is there anything that stands out in particular?
Definitely my roots. I think, again, I will say it 5,000 times, being Armenian is so important to me. And this experience, like living day-to-day life in Armenia, is what I wanted to experience. So, and you know, my goal is to come back to Armenia and work, live here. I really want to help the Armenian community in any way I can. But yeah, Birthright has, I can't even say anything negative about it. Like it's been like a phenomenal experience, with taught me so much on who I am and what's more important in my life, and maybe like the materialistic things are not as important. So yeah, I feel like I'm on this journey, and you know, sometimes I feel alone, but I think that like being around other young, motivated individuals is something that I'm really grateful for. And being here in Gyumri with both our program directors have been awesome. That support is super important, and support in all different ways, you know, like during language class or coming home, and maybe, you know, if you're not feeling well, like having that support. And having your friends to help you. And I think I'm so happy, and I like don't want to leave Armenia or W Hike at all. Like it's, I feel like at my job sites too, like I'm learning so much within the language, but having relationships with my coworkers too, and building that connection. So yeah.
And then final question I asked to everyone. You mentioned it just now, actually, but I asked people, would you ever consider moving to or settling down in Armenia in the future? And I know you said it's one of your missions in life to do
it.
So, I mean, could you talk to us about that?
Yes, I've been thinking and I've been planning. I want to move to Armenia for like a year or two to see if this is something that I want. Again, I want to experience what it is like working in Armenia and not being a volunteer.
Kind of real, like real, real.
Yeah. And yeah, I feel like my heart belongs here. And, you know, ever since I left Armenia and I lost that sense of identity, I like always struggled growing up in the American community. I always wanted to come back to Armenia and just give back, but I hope that one day I can come back in a few years and be really proud of my decision, because again, life is so short. So I am a firm believer in putting yourself first and like happiness, and no matter what comes at you in life, like persevering and prevailing, because that's what being Armenian is. So
I think that's a great way to end it, Lily. Thank you very much.
Of course.
I mean, it's been such a pleasure speaking with you, and I can't thank you enough for your honest, your deep, your emotional responses. I'm sure our listeners are going to love what you had to say and find your story really unique and empowering, and it's a source of inspiration for everyone.